Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and joining me this morning, Egypt. He is a world-renowned actor and activist, and he did this. He's doing this one-man show that is going all over the country. How you doing, Egypt?
I am phenomenal and excited. I'm getting the chance to talk to you again, so definitely excited. Definitely excited.
Tell us about your one-man show.
Well, so the one-man show is called Black Men Naked Truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the first ever one-man show that chronicles what good Black men go through. Many times you hear people talk about good men, but it rarely comes from actual good men. It comes from stories of somebody who thinks this is how good men are or have these random opinions. But this is actually a one-man show that's about good Black men, and it's funny,
mm-hmm.
and it's very introspective, and it gives you an understanding that good Black men go through a lot of unique things, and they're focused on trying to just be better and trying to get to a new place in their lives, and they struggle. They're not perfect, but they're fighting to do something with themselves that's different, unlike many other people who just don't want to do better,
yeah.
or just fail at it. So that's the beauty of the one-man show.
And let me tell you something. Women love to see a man trying, striving, fighting to do better. It's just something so awesome about that.
Right. And the goal of this show was to make sure when people watched it, they were caught in the understanding that, hey, you know, these brothers are just like me, and I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the biggest things, recognizing that, hey, you are not alone. You are here fighting, and you're not alone. And as it relates to having a bunch of other brothers who are sitting there fighting too.
Exactly.
So when you go to a show just like that, and you see all the other brothers moaning and clapping and saying, exactly, yeah, you get that affirmation to know that, hey, you know what? That is true.
That's right.
It's not just me. So it makes it very funny. But it also makes you very, very emotional at times because brothers have been, we've been taught to be separate from one another and have an individualistic mindset.
Mm.
And that's not the way we were. We were a collective or a group of people.
Exactly.
So when you go around the brothers, you're like, man, really? Like, it's like that? Like,
yeah.
I'm not alone? It changes everything. It really changes everything.
Yeah, it's a brotherhood. You love that. And just like we have the sisterhood, because, you know, we sisters, we're going to make it wherever we go. We're going to find some friends. We're going to find that sisterhood. But guys, you're exactly right, tend to be very separate, tend to be very, you know, this is me, this is my box, and mind your business, I'm going to mind mine, and everything going to be all right. But together, brotherhood is awesome. So what are you doing right now? You're always busy creating because you're such a creative spirit. So what are you working on right now?
Well, right now I actually created the first, so I wrote a book called 10 Steps to Get Over an Ex for Good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just based on many other people and myself going through bad breakups and not having a book to give us actual basic steps on how to do it, healthy steps.
Mm-hmm.
So then I created that book, and then I got the inspiration to write a film. And I wrote the film. I wrote a short film about it, and it got produced last October.
Wow.
And now it's in about 36 different film festivals,
mm-hmm.
submitted to 36 different film festivals. My gosh, just the type of responses and reviews that people are saying about this film, because it's unlike any other film, because it's not just a comedy or something that, you know, you're going to go back and have this feel-good moment. It's about something that you can sit in that movie theater when it's done and sit back and go, wow, like that was me.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get over it. And wow. And that's the funny thing about it. I mean, it's here's the catch, though. It's one of the first, one of the first relationship films that men can go to by themselves and not feel awkward.
Mm.
Like, literally, you can go as a man, go to the movie and see this film and go, wow. By yourself and not feel awkward, not feel like you don't belong there, because most relationship films are geared towards women, how our society
mm-hmm.
does in relation to like love and stuff like that, because women buy the most books and watch the most films. So
right. We're targets.
Said, yeah, you're right. But I mean, but to think about it, when it comes down to men, what ends up happening, this is the trajectory, right? This is actually the journey. So a woman will go with her friends to go see the movie. Right, she will learn things about whoever wrote that film, talking about some man or whatever, or men.
Mm-hmm.
So then she takes that knowledge and she brings it over to her boyfriend or husband. And then her boyfriend or husband, based on how she delivers that knowledge on how he should behave or his improvement, will either tank the moment or build the moment. But the thing is, in most films, they never women how to communicate that message that they learned in a film to the man. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, rather than doing it that way, how about we just teach the man? And then the woman can go in there, too, and watch it and get filled up because it's for women as well. And then when they go, they can have a discussion rather than a lesson, a discussion about, oh, that was right. When I did this, I should have done X, Y, and Z, and yada, yada, yada. And that's what I want. I want us as equals to be able to go to the movies and learn together and build each other up. Because when only one person is building up the other, then it's going to create this same type of feeding type mentality that we have where it's a, because sometimes men do it and women do it, where it's just feeding, we're edifying one partner. Then when they get built up, then they leave. And now you're like, well, I gave them all of me and they gave me nothing. Well, how about we have films and books that's geared to both parties that we both can be built up? And that's my goal. And it's been going so well so far. Now we're trying to raise the money for the feature film. And when the feature film is done, I hope, my gosh, I hope that changes the sheer dynamics of films all across the world.
So have you written to expand it to a feature film?
Yes. Yes, I got in trouble with the director because I didn't want to kill off one character, but I, you know, I have to. So I said, all right, I'm going to do it. And that's the funny thing about it. It's a love film, right? But people die. But that's what happens in real life.
It's true.
You're over somebody. And when I in the book, if you read my book, it chronicles in just the month of August in 2015, like four different incidences where somebody either got killed, kidnapped, or murder suicide because they couldn't get over their.
Wow.
We think this is like the simple thing, but it's not. It's some people just can't let
go. They can't move on. Yeah.
And that's what the film is about. The film opens up and it lets you know right away, hey, this is not some you're going to be giggling 99% of the way through. This is going to be something that's going to make you sit back and go, what did I watch?
Because, you know, and I think we all have experienced people that didn't want to let us go. And I know I had an experience like that. And the guy tried to run me off the road. And it was crazy, you know, giving him his stuff back and just all kind of stupidness. And I was like, oh, my God. And he was trying to run me off the road. I got into my subdivision and he was right behind me. One of my friends lived in a house before you get to my house. So I ran to her house, jumped out the car, ran up to her door, started ringing the doorbell. Let me in, let me in. And then he pulled in the driveway. And then when she and her husband came out, he got in his car and ran away. She said, you need to call the police right now.
What?
It was crazy.
My gosh.
I've never, that was just the one time, but that was a crazy one. That was a crazy one. Yeah. Yeah. And right. And we didn't date that long. It's just, I was just like, and my thing is that in the beginning, when you begin dating somebody, and this is what I used to say, I'm married now, but I used to say, look, let's be honest. If it's not working, don't cheat on me. Don't treat me bad. Just say, hey, it's not working. And let's go our separate ways. I won't be hurt. You won't. You might be hurt. I might be hurt. But it's best to be honest about things and move on with your life, right? Then rather than doing crazy stuff. And he was one of those people. I told that, but apparently, it didn't sink in. It just didn't get there. Yeah. So, but crazy. And then you see it every day in the headlines where people are getting killed, where people are getting run over, burned up, stabbed, all kinds of crazy stuff. Murder, suicide. It's happening every day right before our eyes.
What makes me step back is that when I started writing this film, I started to produce it and raise money. I mean, we got Krispy Kreme, Phillips. Mm-hmm. We have Pure Alkaline Water. I mean, so many different awesome sponsors that jumped on board, Unique Flavor Iced Tea. I mean, it kept going on and on. So many people just were like, yeah, we want to be a part to help out. It dawned upon me. I said, why hasn't there been a film like this?
Yeah.
This is literally the one thing that doesn't matter your sexual preference, your religion, your age, your gender. Doesn't matter if you have one eye. Unless you marry the first person that you fall in love with, you will have to deal with getting over an ex.
Yeah.
And sometimes what hurt me the most is meeting those people who just, if they broke up with you on Thursday, on Saturday, they can date again. And I said, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Because we don't even recognize that that's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
If you love somebody on Friday, and then now y'all broke up on Saturday, and now you're ready to date again on Monday, that says
that's a problem.
It's not
that's
right.
A problem. Yeah.
But people, people do it, though.
Yeah, I know.
I met a girl. Mm-hmm. I didn't write about her, but I met a girl who actually did that to me. And she was just moving so fast. And it was just unique that she was moving so fast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but you just had a boyfriend 6 days ago.
Right.
And we weren't even supposed to be dating. And she was, but it just shows you. In our society, we glorify love, but we don't glorify healing.
Yeah, yeah. We don't give ourselves a chance. We don't give ourselves a chance to heal. So you move on. You take that baggage and all the other baggage because you never dealt with anything. So you just, after a while, you have a dump truck. When you get to the main one you're supposed to have, you got a dump truck of issues. Oh, my gosh. And then she got to deal with that or he got to deal with that. It's crazy. It's crazy. Can you just see the dump truck driving up to your driveway?
I was about to say that. As soon as when you were talking, I was like, I can see a dump truck.
Yes.
And then the person's backing it up. Ooh. And they're dumping it back and they're looking back at you like, all right, are you ready for all this?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. I am not ready for that kind of fight. Oh, my God. And see, I was married to somebody that brought their stuff in. He had been so messed up and abused by other women because the same thing, moving fast in relationships. And he was older than me. I thought maturity, oh, this is so cool. You know, I had to go through all the crap. Man, he was the worst. Jealous, insecure, crazy. Why is that man looking at you? Why did somebody hold your hand too long? What was he saying in your ear? I mean, all going through my cell phone. I was like, what in the world? Can't do this.
Oh.
But he brought a dump truck.
Not gonna happen.
He brought a dump truck. He really did. He brought a dump truck, and I told him, you know, and as I was leaving, I said, "You've got to get some help for yourself, or you're never gonna be able to have a healthy relationship. It's never gonna work."
No.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it, like I said, we glorify love. We don't glorify healing. The process that I talk about in the film is literally about you. This is the crazy thing when it comes down to getting over somebody. It's a selfish journey.
It is.
But we live in a world where it's, I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be, no, it's like, no, it's not about being mean. first step in the book and in the film is to stop communicating with the person you're trying to get over.
Yeah.
You know why? Because you can't get over anyone you keep talking to every
day. And what is the point?
What bugged me the most is even when I say that, when I start telling them you have to get rid of the family too, you have to get rid of all communication.
You got to cut ties.
Because you don't recognize that we have this, like, we pimp ourselves.
Mm.
We manipulate ourselves into staying longer than we should. Because one moment where we're saying we want to get over them, then the next moment we're like, well, I'm still going to be friends with the mother because the mother calls me their daughter, their son, or whatever. And then before you know it, You end up going over to the house unannounced like you used to years previously for so many years, and then you see them with a new boo. Or you see the mother now has a new daughter or a new son, and now you're broken because you're sitting there thinking, what happened? And
right.
You got checked. And I say, you should never have to get to that point if you just recognize that when you really get rid of somebody, it's a journey that you need to go on so that way you can be better.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I wrote it in the film, I showed people, you get it's all together like four different people trying to get over someone, five different people trying to get over someone, and you see the journey. Some people succeed, and some people don't.
Yeah.
But it shows that it's not supposed to be easy. But if you just go through with it, anything that's valuable is going to be hard to attain.
That's right.
And hard to comply with,
mm-hmm.
the requirements at least. What happens is that some people in the film, they think that is just a joke. I ain't got to get rid of nobody. I can still talk to them every day and get over them and get on with my life. And then they see these people go ahead and get married. And now what happens? You let them go ahead and move on. And now they kept you on the side. So now he or she's married, and now you're the sideline. And you don't think anything's wrong with it because you know they really love you, but they don't love you enough to marry you or to get rid of their wives or anything like that.
Wow.
But they love you enough to keep you on the sideline and tell you that they're going to do it in the future. And the film it hits these marks because it's made to make you think, like, it's about me and I deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve to move forward in my life. So that's what we're looking at doing. We're looking at making sure we get the money so we can make this a global thing. And using the actors in Atlanta, because we got some amazing actors. And a lot of times, we always want to have celebrities in these films because they're going to bring people in. But sometimes, they're not necessarily always the most talented.
Mm.
And And what I wanted to do is I wanted to get some of the most talented people in Atlanta who never got a chance to be on the big screen, but these are phenomenal actors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we can have them tell this story. Because when I can sit down with these individuals and I can hear them tell me what they've been through, and then when they get into character and you see it translate on screen, you say, this is a future star. And they're from this city.
Mm-hmm.
And now they can go around the world transmitting this message and changing lives. And the last step is God. So not only are we changing lives through all these steps, we're also telling people about the mercy of God and how loving God can be to make sure that when you go through this, understand that you can't get to the end unless you know that God has been there. And many times when we get in relationships, I ain't trying to preach, but many times we get in relationships, we may be uber Christian, you know, praise him, praise him, praise
mm-hmm.
him. But if that person doesn't want to praise him, praise him, and go to church too, then you start tapering off. And then you're like, all right, well, I don't need to go to church as much. So you start forgetting God.
Wow.
And then when they break up with you, the first person you go back to
you run.
Is God.
You run back
said,
to God.
You run.
You run. That's so right.
That's the film. It's like, yo, forget making God. Like, that's the thing. Don't forget him throughout the entire journey so that way if you have to go back, it's not going back.
Mm-hmm.
It's recommitting more.
Right.
That's why I think this film is going to change the world, especially in the Christian faith. Because we go through things, but we're, you know, many times we're taught to kind of fake the funk and, you know, act like we're all right and
mm-hmm.
smile through it. It's like,
mm-hmm.
nah, you got to cry sometimes.
Yeah.
You got to cry.
Got to cry a lot sometimes.
Yeah. Because remember when he was on the cross, what did he do? He cried out to God.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, he did.
He didn't go, oh, it's okay. It's all
right.
Good.
Hey. Yeah. So you got a trailer. There's a trailer on your site that folks can even see. A little bit of 5 steps to get over your ex, right?
Yes. The site is called, which is memorable, getoverthem.com. Getoverthem.com. You
mm-hmm.
click the fund the film bar, and as soon as you click that, it'll take you to the trailer, and you can actually watch the trailer. And it's a unique trailer, I tell you that much.
Before we go, you've got another film that you're working on too called 6 Hours.
Yes, 6 Hours. 6 Hours is actually the first ever faith-based zombie film.
Oh my gosh.
And yes.
You got to tell me about that. Yeah.
Yes, I'm serious. It's the first ever faith-based zombie film, but it's made to inspire people to see what will happen if faith is literally all you have to rely on.
Mm-hmm.
There's no military, there's no police officers, there's no hospitals, but you literally have to rely on your faith to get through the next phase in life. So basically it surrounds like the three top imam, top pastor, and top rabbi. They come together because they want to get the world together. They
wow.
want a master reset.
Mm-hmm.
And they're starting with Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, they end up, a whole bunch of people in Georgia end up dying, just done.
Mm-hmm.
But the United States isn't letting anybody leave out of Georgia. So these 6 people who are strangers, so they think, are left here trying to get out of Georgia, trying to figure out what back road they can take to get out so they don't die, because the United States is actually getting ready to bomb Georgia to get rid of the virus.
Wow.
So it really makes you think. Like, what would happen if you literally forget everything, forget having a car, forget anything that you used to rely on,
mm-hmm.
just faith, no family, no friends. You just around these strangers that you don't know, these strangers of a different faith as well. So you can't say we're going to pray together because
mm-hmm.
you don't know their God. So now you're like, well, I got to rely on my faith to get out of this situation or I die in 6 hours.
Mm.
So yes.
That's
yes.
amazing. And that came out of your brain, right?
God made me think about it. Because like you'll see, I tell people, I struggle with faith at times
mm-hmm.
to understand why we fight so much. Why do so many people hate and
yeah.
do all these crazy things?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then what dawned upon me is I say, well, I'm not the only one struggling. I know somebody else is asking, why do we hate these people? And why? Why, when Jehovah's Witness come to our door, we run away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like why? And many times, the one thing I love about when I did research about the Jewish faith is that they encourage you to ask questions.
Right.
And that, what happens when you ask questions about faith, you no longer have to just come up with your own answers.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get some people and you challenge them, challenge the rabbi to tell you, what does this mean? How did he part a Red Sea? How is that possible? You know, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to start creating that dialogue, but do it in a way that would be seamless and make people want to see. Because when you talk about zombies, even you look at Jeremiah 19:9, it talks about people eating each other's their children's flesh and stuff like that. You start thinking like, wow, you know, this is something that's kind of like weird. And
yeah.
We've been talking about zombies forever. It's been before it was movies about it. So I wanted to say, all right, now let's use that as a backdrop so we can talk about faith and why we can even get more seated in our faith. And if you want to learn more about that film, the website is 6hoursfilm.com,
mm-hmm.
6hoursfilm.com. If you want to, we actually, on May 27th, we're filming it in Georgia. So if you donate, you can actually even become one of the characters. Like we have, if you donate a certain amount, you can actually become one of the characters. You can have a speaking role or a cameo.
Wow.
And be in the film. So you can be one of the zombies or you can be one of the people running away. I mean,
that's cool.
We're focused on doing something great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But the first film, 5 Steps to Get Over Your Ex, and you're doing campaigns for both of them. And so that they will both be, you know, full length films, which is phenomenal. I love that it is now a short. And so we'll get to see it at the film festivals. You said that you'll be at the Atlanta Film Festival doing the one man show this year, right?
Well, no, I'm actually going to be at the National Black Theater Festival.
Ah, okay. Okay.
This year. It's in July.
Awesome.
The end of July and mm-hmm. holding into August.
So again, tell people where they need to go to see the films. You know, learn more about you, Egypt, and your schedule and all of that.
Okay, great. So if you want to learn more about 5 Steps to Get Over Your Ex, the website is very simple to remember. It's getoverthem.com, getoverthem.com. And for 6 hours, the website is simple as well. It's 6hoursfilm.com, 6hoursfilm.com. Whatever you guys support, whatever you guys donate, whatever you guys do is going to help us just change the world around and bring some new type of ideas to the world that can just start reshaping the way that we think about faith and just love on one another and just in a better way.
All right. All right. Well, Egypt, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to all that you have coming to Atlanta and the Georgia area. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show and being awesome.